Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Shout out to my dude, by the way, Mtunzi. He used to listen to the show. Then he stopped for a while because he was working a different shift. He just texted me now saying he's tuned in. So, welcome back.
What a Mtunzi.
Yeah. Now, listen. There are rumors that Helen Zille may be a mayoral candidate for the DA in the 2026 elections. She's confirmed that she's been approached, but she hasn't made the decision yet. She's going to consult her family, etc. and so on. Let me just speak about Helen Zille as a leader first, before we get to her as a person and a politician. When the DA was being led by her, it performed the best. Better than when it was formed, better than under Tony Leon. And in fact, when she left and Musi took over, the DA began to suffer. When she came back into the DA, granted not as a leader now, but as federal chair, we started to see the DA kind of come together again. It's not to say that as an individual, she isn't without fault. She's obviously problematic. She makes all sorts of wild statements. And to be quite honest, I think idle time is her enemy. When Helen Zille's got something to do, she does that thing well. And I'll be the first to say, as a resident of Joburg, hey man, she can't be worse than what we have now. So, I don't know. I'm okay with this one. Let her try her thing. What are you thinking, Paul?
Well, she's been mayor before out in Cape Town, so she knows what it takes. But I don't know, guys.
So let's.
I truly don't know how I feel about her specifically.
Yeah. So let's speak about what this means, right? The DA realized a long time ago that there will never be an outright majority party.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will be the ANC for the foreseeable future, and then a mixture of some other black parties. So maybe ANC mixed with EFF, with MK if they're around, right? But what the DA also realized is that, hey, if we can control certain cities and certain metros,
mm-hmm.
then we should be okay.
Yeah.
But Western Cape, gradually,
yeah.
and then all of a sudden, suddenly.
Is that partly why she went on that roast of Helen Zille?
Well, I don't know.
Because it seems to me now, in hindsight, like a PR drive. Like a proper PR drive.
In all fairness, when I was still at MTV, and MTV, well, let's say Paramount, used to do the roast, right? We approached a lot of politicians, and Helen Zille was always open to it.
Mm-hmm.
Helen Zille is very laid back, actually.
So it might be the opportune time to do it.
No, so I think it's just a matter of, they give you money for that as well.
Why not? But if you haven't done it all through the years that you've been approached, and then all of a sudden you go and you do the roast, and then all of a sudden, oh, I might just be a candidate for Joburg mayorship. It just seems like PR to me.
Yeah, maybe.
I wouldn't say.
But she doesn't need PR. She's Helen Zille.
And she came on the podcast, the most controversial in the country, which happens to be the biggest as well. So it's in her character. I'm just worried that she's, firstly, very old, and also way better than what we've had. The past three guys, Dara Morero, Gwamanda, Ahmad as well, Tapelo Ahmad. But I think she's old, but also I think a lot of people are open to that idea. They may not believe in her politics, her stance, and even the DA's national policy. But I mean, there's a reason why people who live in leafy suburbs vote for the DA at a local level, but not maybe nationally, simply because of, you know, the work that they do in the Lani areas. Because we see in Cape Town, they're not so great for a township.
Is it about age or about competence?
That's exactly it. It's not about age at all. Because even when you look at her peers, right, she's still younger than most of them, as old as she is. And she's still pretty cogent. And my thing is, anybody who's still lucid in mind and understands bureaucracy the way that she does can still do very well for the city.
But then it also begs the question about black leadership within the DA. Is there a leadership?
There is no black leadership in the
That's
DA.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's stop sugarcoating that.
So
one.
In essence, they're closing the door on that and admitting to the fact that it's not working.
No, but it's their responsibilities as black leaders themselves to actually raise their hands and become the leaders that many would buy into. Helen Zille is a strong politician. And the Joburg Metro is a very strategic one. We all know this. Mm-hmm. The next local government elections are going to be highly contested. Mm-hmm. So the best thing you need to do if you're going to win this metro is to put a very strong politician, because realistically, when it comes to time for campaigning, all of them sound the same. They're not distinguishable. They promise us the same things. It's going to be load shedding. They'll all claim to address it. It's going to be the potholes, all kinds of service delivery, the water issues in Johannesburg. So when you look on paper at every single political party, they're going to say exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. It will now come down to a believable leader or a strong politician, and she's that. So smart on them, and it is, like I said, a strategic metro. So good for them if they decide to follow through with this.
She'd also be the most qualified candidate.
Yeah,
she would.
She's literally a national politician versus the locals.
Yeah, it comes down to personalities now, because we know their manifestos.
I'm not gonna lie, Nami Jamae cost that ex, Papa.
But as I'm saying, so this is the DA also admitting to the fact that black leadership within
there
their
is
party
no black leadership
does
in
not
the DA.
Work.
They don't need
That's
to admit
what I'm
to anything.
Saying.
Also,
they've tried.
They feel that we saw one bumbang in Pamela for 3 years ago.
Yeah, you can't tell us anything. Herman, they've tried.
Yeah, and I mean, they really tried, especially her. At some point, they criticized her and said she was obsessed with race. But the thing is, if you're elevated and you don't rise to the occasion, that's your thing. I know it could be controversial. Some could say we're actually good. We're not elevated. But the few that we've seen, she's still a stronger politician.
So then they must accept to being a white party.
They are barely. Whether they accept it or not.
I'm sure they've been saying, no, we're not a white party. We're party for the people. So this then just puts that nail in the coffin to say, guys, whether you like it or not, this is who you are.
Yeah. So give us a chance and let us know. What are your thoughts? Hey, Helen Zille for Johannesburg City Mayor. I say I may be willing to listen, actually. Somebody on Twitter asked a very good question, right? They asked, hey, isn't a mayor supposed to come from the place or the province that they reside? Or rather, like, if I'm going to be Johannesburg mayor, shouldn't I be from Johannesburg? Well, you don't necessarily have to be from Johannesburg, but you need to be part of Johannesburg City Council, right? So what she'd need to do is, she'd obviously need to join the council, get nominated, and then once she's there, they're nominated to lead the council, votes, etc. and so on, which is very easy to do. You can just say, hey, I'm moving to Johannesburg next month. And then as a DA's federal chair, they find you a place, they place you in the council. This thing is only happening next year. You've got all the time in the world to do that.
Sizwe, personally, I think Soweto, Tembisa, Elokshini, Kuzoba Ikukuletu, and Elang. I want to back on till today, they don't get service delivery. So now it's in Elokshini, we're not going to get it. Helen Zille, Akapumule, and one.
So you're 100% correct. In that wherever the DA governs, they do neglect the townships. But let me ask you this. As a township dweller, if you are, do you feel like there's been service delivery thus far? You see? The analogy I like to use is, think of a car. Your car is breaking down every day, right? And then an electrician comes and he says, hey man, I can't fix this whole car, but I can at least redo the wiring for you. Have you now got a better car, even though the mechanics haven't been touched? Or do you rather let the whole car dilapidate? What do you think?
I get legacy of being chosen mayor. It's never going to happen. Not under Panyazali Sufi's watch. It's never going to happen, bruh. Never. I'm a fool, me mean.
And you have no other option but to eat the very same thing that you don't like eating. That's what it feels like with Helen Zille. I think we really don't have any option. The manager started whatever that gets handed to us, because wow, the state of our city. So let her take the run.
In a vibrant, Gauteng, cosmopolitan province, the DA couldn't find a black candidate, and they have to import from the Republic of Western Cape a white narcissist to be a premier candidate. I don't get it.
Yeah, look, That's also a very fair point that Impo raised as well.
Hey, morning, Kaya 959 team. I support her fully. Mara, this PR stunt, Showmax. Hey, man, it's artist, but I, when it comes to running Joburg, she and Uncle Hem, I can take it anytime. I trust the politician side of her, but it's the personal side. We're not looking at her the same now since she's doing this roasting, man. Hey,
that's funny.
Nangbuka ETA, let's structure Sabo going to 2029 national election. If we win Johannesburg, they're going to work hard to convince everyone. We came up and cleaned Johannesburg. That means we are ready for a nation. Thank you. Shabbai.
I started Labokoko Helen Zwick. No, maybe she will do well for Joburg. But Bako, no, action essay, Rise Mzanti, very good candidates. Even Ibusa Yonalea Ramos. Yeah, guys, no. Ambo Pumulukok.
I mean, I've always said I wouldn't be mad if Uncle Herm came back. Again, also imperfect, but it was cleaning up the city.
He was working, man.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be mad at that.
Mina, personally, I'm not even a DA fan, but as a resident of city of Joburg, we really need someone who's going to rule with an iron fist. We need a bully at this point, and Helen Zilla is the change we need. Mina, if I see her face on that ballot paper, I'm definitely voting for her. City of Joburg has collapsed from every single department, and we need a very strong mayoral candidate, and she is that. I'll definitely vote for her.
Helen Zilla, the mayor of Johannesburg. It's a best of both on season. It's a best of both. Because she knows what the ANC is going to do in Lapan. So, Uzo ya Lapan will prove a point. And now, I kept on a Kailish, I am Shula, because he's under ETA. Understand? And now, ANC, he defend what Abe Ilo, Abe Ime Lapan. Because bias with Uzo expose a failure. Understand? So they rather keep each other like that than what would be the solution, because Nailo Uzo's and my intentions are where I'm hanging out. But yeah, another thing, Sizwan, between Ime and the Premier, Ganti Upayaza is not responsible for that place. Thank you.
Well, so Upayaza, I suppose, would be the head of the executive, Angit. Then you've got MECs, and then you've got a mayor. So, Ubanyaza can still run, I suppose, and be premier. But the mayor, well, okay, that doesn't necessarily have to come from the ANC.
Okay, you know what? I honestly feel like sometimes if I race, Nalai racing and Gincon, do they get the job done when they have the job? Yes. So whether it's Helen Zell who is going to be, as long as the person is competent enough to do the work, even Nasimalokshini, where the municipality, Ilona, Ipeto, EDA, they do the work. And the moment they leave, it becomes so obvious, Sukuti, no, there's been a change here. So EDA, they are competent, they do their work. My black leaders, our corner, or the lack thereof, we've seen them by figure about my money and but what did they do really? What did they do? So anyway, it's some things don't need us to really involve race. Are they competent or not?
We are humble willingly, futhi. Black people will just willingly vote for a white person for the reasons that you've been hearing. They're saying they deliver.
Eish.
Mgeni, Christopher Pappas, took the entire municipality out of debt in less than 18 months. Till this day, please, they're super pleased.
Katela bantu, man.
Yeah.
Helen Zille being mayor for Joburg, no. If I didn't visit Cape Town and see Khayelitsha and Gwalanga and all those Cape Flats, I would have considered Helen Zille to come this side, because the media has portrayed Cape Town as being great. But here you cannot develop Soweto and ignore places like Thokoza and all that. So the DA stunt, it's negative for me.
So let's also be honest, right? The southwestern townships and other townships here, even the East Rand in Gauteng, are way better developed than Olanga and those places in Cape Town. Those places are literally mostly shacks. Lana, there's formal housing, there's formal structures. The apartheid government built that. I'm not saying it's great living conditions at all, but I'm saying it's just better developed. So maybe they do differently. I don't know.
People who are saying it does the job, tell me what the DA is doing the job. Like, I really want to see what the DA is leading properly. Because the DA, they're selective leaders. So I understand when black people say, go to the Western Cape, to forget the Western Cape, because everyone talks about the Western Cape. Go to, you know, the Eastern Cape or the Northern Cape, where it's DA, those metros are DA led, and see what's happening there. Go to Equigny in East London, you'll see.
Yours truly, Nelson Mandela, once said, it does not matter if the cat is black or white, as long as the cat can catch mice. Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.